Well, happy hump day. Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Good to see you. One step closer to the weekend and one step closer to back to school. We're getting into crunch time now. We're in the red zone. 2 weeks today, the kids are back at class. Our friends south of the border are back at school today. Minot Public Schools, their first day back today. And fall is quickly coming. Pumpkin spice, you can smell it in the air. But you know what? I am not done with grilling yet. I know you aren't either. So the pros and cons, gas versus charcoal, we'll discuss it. Also, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. I knew they would last forever. Love, second time around. No, they're divorced. Oh, they filed for divorce yesterday. Chances are you have lied to your coworkers about this one thing, and almost everybody does it. What's the big lie at work? What is the big lie? We'll talk about that. Also, something coming up this Friday called Cheap Flight Day. This got my attention because we are the show about food, fun places, and mayhem. And Cheap Flight Day. People are thinking about winter vacations, planning winter vacations, coming back from their summer vacation, saying, when is the next one going to happen? Can we go on vacation again? And so people are poking around and, doing some planning. And so it is with that in mind that we let you know about Cheap Flight Day coming up on Friday and what that means for us. And the average person knows their day is completely ruined by this time in the morning. We will share that with you as well. All kinds of fun stuff coming up on the show about food, fun places, and mayhem. Let's take a look outside this morning and see if we've got some sunshine. And we do, to the east. We've got a little bit of sun out at East Ely this morning. And we've got a little bit of sun at Minnedosa and Shoal Lake. Oh, that South Brandon camera is back now, so I can take that out of order sign off of there. Getting closer to that first day back at school, and it is still feeling awesome. I loved it yesterday. I'm sure you did too. I had the AC going, fans going. Maybe that means showers, thunder showers are possible today. Humidex is once again going to be high. 34 is what it's going to feel like. 34 degrees with a high of 27 today. And still nice and hot for the weekend. Friday, 28 in the sunshine. And Saturday, 29. But there is lots of rain coming. So for our friends who are in the field, lots of people doing harvesting right now, be on the ready. We're going to have some sporadic showers today, but lots of moisture coming Sunday and Monday of next week. So you might want to say goodbye to your farming friends for the weekend because Friday and Saturday, they're going to be giving her. Everyone's just giving her. As soon as the sun is out, let's get that crop off. Get it off. And Sunrise Credit Union Ag members enter to win the Sunrise Credit Union Harvest Cool Down Giveaway by texting COOLER to 78669. That's COOLER, COOLER, COOLER to 78669. One ag member from each Sunrise location will win a cooler full of food to feed their harvest crew on behalf of Sunrise Credit Union. For full contest details, click on sunrisecu.mb.ca and get all the details on how you can win one of these beautiful coolers. And it's just so easy to play and win. Cooler, COOLER, text that to 78669. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The $5 barbecue for United Way Tools for Schools is quickly approaching. I'm hoping the weather cooperates. Actually, it's going to be perfect. Sunshine, 28 degrees. So your lunch plans on Friday are made already. I look forward to seeing you there at Murray's. Let's do it. Let's raise some funds for tools for school. The kids need it. It is a dire situation for back to school with the increased cost in school supplies. Even though the inflation rate has lowered, is a good news story, 2.5%. You know what? It's gone up like 20 to 30% the last number of years. So everything is much more expensive, and you understand that. I know you do. So even if you can't pick up some extra school supplies to drop off at the barbecue on Friday, we'd love to have you come and have a hot dog with us. Just $5, and you get a hot dog and a bag of chips and a pop for the $5, and we will help Tools for Schools and the United Way at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Auto Fashion, if hail is something you experience, you need to experience the great service and the great workmanship done at Auto Fashion. They are also fantastic if you get a little too busy to get the inside of your vehicle all ready for that first day of school. Has it been a good summer? Garbage wrappers, there's been souvenir popsicle sticks rolling around in the front seat, back seat, toys in the back, gravel, you name it. You're going to want to check out Auto Fashion because they can take care of your car on the inside or outside. At 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash, our friends at Auto Fashion. So the big news in Hollywood this morning is, of course, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They were obviously a Hollywood super couple that had broken up, and then they got back together, and now they're broken up again. And so, this is so sad. This is so sad. These two, I thought their love would last forever. I thought their love would last forever. There she is, J-Lo. There they are. He looked so happy with her. You know, when he's working at the coffee shop and she came through with her order and she's all pissed off and he's like, you know, I just can't make her happy. It just seems so real to me. Seemed like they were in love. It seemed like they would maybe start a family, settle down, buy a little home down by the river. But it's not to be for these two lovebirds. No, Mama Jay says, I guess her love does cost a thing. What will she do now? I know what she will do now. The problem is this. I know what the problem is. They're too close in age. It is Hollywood. She's 55. What is he? 53? Is she older? Or is he? I'm just doing a quick look here. She is 55. How old is Ben Affleck? How old is Ben? I mean, the moral, he's 52. The moral of the story here is Hollywood. So now she needs to, the reason they've broken up is because both of them are far too close in age. 55, 52, they look like a normal couple. It's Hollywood. That can't happen. So expect Jennifer Lopez to show up in your newsfeed at 55, dating probably an 18-year-old, maybe 19. Ben might go in the other direction. All of a sudden, Ben is like a 68-year-old. You just never know. But it's those shocking age differences that really make it a Hollywood relationship that is worthy of the tabloids. You know what I mean? Yeah, Mama Jay says she's going to be like Madonna. I think so, too. I think, you know, she's, because it's long been believed that men are the ones that go through the midlife crisis. Oh, I'm in my 50s. I wish I had a convertible. I'm losing my hair. I need a young girlfriend. Oh, that has changed. That has changed big time. Oh, has that changed? And now a midlife crisis, hey, it's equal opportunity. Men and women, we can all have it. Doesn't matter. So now she is, I think that we're going to see her driving a convertible and boy toy on the arm and trying to find herself at 55 years old. And what is the meaning of life? I'm just Jenny from the block. Alicia Silverstone, there was some concern this morning because Alicia Silverstone hasn't been online in a little while. Why does anyone care? Well, like many people who are online and make videos to go on TikTok, I'm going to do something interesting and maybe controversial and entertaining so that I can get a little bit of attention. Alicia Silverstone is certainly used to attention. And what gets more attention than, well, food? After all, we are the show, both food and fun places and the mayhem of life. But Alicia Silverstone took to TikTok to share with fans that she had found a fruit that she wanted to try. And here she is in her video. There she's sharing this little fruit, and it looks honest enough. It looks pretty reasonable. There she is. It looks like a tiny tomato. And there's Alicia Silverstone, and she says, I think I'm going to take a bite of it. Well, it's the internet, of course, and the internet of things means that somebody somewhere is some kind of horticulturalist and knows what it is she's putting in her mouth. And if you're a horticulturalist and you're watching this and you're looking at this fruit, you're saying to yourself, uh-oh, this is not good. This fruit is poisonous. Alicia Silverstone, what are you doing in the name of fame? What are you doing? I'd like to try this. Doesn't this look good? Have you ever had this before? Comments are like, don't do it. You will die. Don't do it. XXX. Stop. Alicia Silver, stop. So she takes a bite of it, finishes her video, goes to TikTok, goes on the internet, and no Alicia. She's not any of her on any of her platforms. So now people are freaking out. Like, I wonder if she'll be okay. People are chiming in saying, well, if she had enough of it, it might kill her. But chances are, since she had just a little tiny little sliver, she'll probably be puking and pooping. And that's all. And that's what, you know, we're not hoping anyone would go and, you know, be ill. But we certainly don't want her in the hospital. Good God. Over a stupid video. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. But it's normally reserved for, like, kids who are eating Tide Pods or sniffing condoms through their nose and pulling them out of their mouth. You know, that kind of stupid stuff. Well, now Alicia Silverstone can join the list. She may be in a ditch somewhere. If you see this woman, please call Crime Stoppers. Please call. We're going to put Alicia Silverstone on milk cartons now. If you see Alicia anywhere, please let her family know. It's called a Jerusalem cherry. Harmful and poisonous to eat, according to the Northern New England Poison Center. The Jerusalem cherry can cause people who eat it to experience vomiting, diarrhea, drowsiness, hallucinations, heart problems, and even death. How lovely. Why does nature grow fruit that like this and make it a nice color and make it like, hey, come and eat this? I guess maybe Darwinism? I don't know. A guy is dragged out of a bar at 1 o'clock in the morning after being assaulted in Providence over a jukebox selection at a bar. This ripped from the headlines today. According to police, the victim had been dragged out of the bar and beaten up over his song selection at a jukebox. The victim, a male in his 40s, told police he'd been at Deadbeat's bar when three men started a fight with him over a song that he picked from the jukebox. According to the victim, the suspects, while males in their 30s, dragged him outside and began beating the hell out of him. The victim told police he lost consciousness and that he thought his jaw might be broken. That's never funny. Assault is never funny. But my question is, what song did he it doesn't say in the article. What song could he possibly have put on the jukebox that would have had three guys drag him outside and kick the hell out of him? What song? I would probably country music, probably old country music. Or All I Want for Christmas Is You. Maybe Mariah Carey. But I think that they would have cheered. They would have, if he put All I Want for Christmas Is You, this story would have changed dramatically. It would have been Man Throne Parade, Santa Attends, Eggnog and Rum for All. It would have been a very different song because everyone loves that song. Everyone loves Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. If you say you don't, you're lying because you do. Mama J says the song that he wanted to play was Don't Stop Believing. And I can't help but think he was probably singing along with it. I'm just a small town girl in a lonely world. Come on, we're going to beat the hell out of you. Come on, come with us. We are going to take you out. We are going to take you out. Ryan says the song that got him in trouble was Hold My Beer While I Kiss Your Girlfriend. Maybe it was the Titanic theme. You know, even the start of that song where it's like, woo, doo, 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 doo. I can just see three guys turning their heads slowly like, what the fuck? What are you doing, man? You need to come with us. We're going to beat the hell out of you. What is the big lie at work? The big lie. We should hang out sometime. No, we shouldn't. I really don't want to. I am near you because I am being paid to do it. Oh, okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Sick days. I would think that's definitely in the top five, if not top three, but not the big lie. The big lie at work. The big lie at work is salary. How much you make? How much you pulling down there, Will Smith? How much cabbage are you taking off the garden there, Farmer John? Well, not as much as I should be, as your half-ton truck is filled with cabbage. And the irony of this is, according to a new report, 83% feel that all employees' salaries should be transparent. And this number is growing. So if you're still in the workplace and plan to be for a while, get used to it. It's coming. There's going to be salary disclosure all over the place. And if you work for the government, you've already got that. You've already got a lot of salary disclosure. I don't know how I feel about this. I think the more money you make, the less comfortable you are with everybody knowing how much cash you make. Derek says, we don't talk about salary. Cindy says, damn, I was going to say salary. Oh, yeah. And Cindy has lots of cabbage. She does. See, and you can tell Quentin is bathing in cash. Because he said it's a dirtbag question asking how much someone makes. Okay, okay, okay. All right, Elon Musk. Calm down, Elon. Calm down. Calm down. Go back to your rockets. Go back to your rocket ships and your Hollywood agent. It's okay. Count your cash. Because statistically, the less a person makes, the more likely they want this disclosed. And that's why young people are on the energetic end of this. Should salaries for all employees be transparent in the workplace? Look at this. Green is yes. Purple is no. And when you look at the age, the older a person gets, the less likely they want to disclose that. No, I don't want to share that information because I got a lot of cabbage in the pickup truck. And then it goes by salary. And then it says, have you ever lied to your colleagues about how much money you make? Most people over 78 say no. I don't know how much money they're making, but yeah, everyone that's young is lying about how much money they make because they're not really making that much cash and they're kind of embarrassed about that. But they're the ones that are proponents for saying, you know what, we need to disclose this. And actually in Ontario, I think they are looking at making that the law if they haven't already, salary disclosure. And again, if you work for the province, if you work for the city, you have that information disclosed on websites. Now, it doesn't have your name necessarily. It will have position for some jobs. And then other jobs, it may have like last name and initial. Molly says, the one place I worked at tried writing me up when I was talking to someone about compensation. Wow. Whiskey Wednesday and Cabbage Wednesday and Kuiper's Wednesday. Get on over to Kuiper's. Get some sticky buns, hot dog and hamburger buns, the best baked bread in all of Canada, certainly Manitoba. Kuiper's Family Bakery is your family bakery. Heavenly breads, sinfully irresistible sticky buns. They'll satisfy all your cravings. They'll get you over the hump. It's a warm and inviting bakery. Smells fantastic, and they can't wait to see you. Go and try some of the irresistible flavors once again at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. At Epp Law Office, over by the Royal Bank on 18th Street, they're ready to help you with any legal questions you might have. It doesn't have to be confusing. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It can be fun, actually. They love coffee. And who doesn't love coffee? Caffeination makes the world go round. And they are powered with caffeine, ready to get those legal forms all taken care of, and ready to be able to explain to you in plain English, what is happening with real estate law, with corporate law, with your estates and wills. They're going to help you out. Epp Law Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Got lots of reaction to the post yesterday from the meat department at Co-ops of Westman. I think those kebabs are pretty damn amazing. If you didn't see the picture from yesterday, at Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. We had Taste of Tuesday yesterday was all about the all about the almond butter and the cashew butter and the natural butters that they've got, the natural peanut butters. And I said, you know what? It's bacon day. We need to show some stuff that's got some bacon on it. And this is one of the pictures we showed, these bacon-wrapped pork loin bites. Look at how great these look. Let's look again. Let's look again at how gorgeous these are. Oh, man. That is some beautiful stuff right there. Get some of those. And I am hoping that your local co-op has an amazing meat department just like this one. You're at home here with co-ops of Westman, Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
More food, fun places, and mayhem. All right. What is next? The pros and cons of gas versus charcoal. The age-old debate. What do you prefer? What do you like? There are some people who have never used charcoal. I can't help but feel that on my recent trip to the States, that charcoal is far bigger in the U.S. than it is in Canada. In fact, if you are stateside and you do like charcoal barbecues, they had charcoal barbecues on sale for $10. Like, yeah, because they blow them out every year. You wait, if you like charcoal and you want a barbecue, slide stateside. At the end of all, and you know, it gets even worse in September. You can get like a $250 barbecue for like $20. Just like they can't be bothered to have them on the department store floor, and they get rid of them. They just discount them so heavily. And I think I bought one or two charcoal barbecues back in the day just for that reason, that they were just so cheap. But charcoal, I find, is dirtier, a lot more work. But isn't that kind of a metaphor for life? The more work, the dirtier you get, the better the food is going to taste. Whereas with gas, it's more convenient. You know, you got your tank filled up, you put it under the barbecue, and, you know, you turn it on, you turn it off. Anybody can use it. Doesn't take much talent to get it going, really. Not that it takes a lot of talent to get a charcoal grill going. And I find it ironic that when I was looking at these charcoal barbecues when I was in the States, they were just a couple of feet over from the turkey deep fryers. I'm thinking, boy, there are many, many ways in America to burn your house down. I love it. I've yet to pull the trigger on one of those, but that's going to be my next big purchase, is a deep fryer. I want one of those turkey deep fryers. I was looking at them, and they were on sale. I'm getting close. I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm going to get one of these. And I'm just not calm. I got to buy some fire extinguishers. I think if I'm going to invest in a turkey deep fryer, I need to get some fire extinguishers. I have one, but I need to get more just to put my, because I got anxiety. Cindy says, my dad always cooked with charcoal and his steaks were so good. It is so fantastic. And then, you know, you can get the tabletop ones, like they'll fit one steak. They're on sale now for like $7. And I was more worried about, okay, where am I going to put this? My garage is already full of junk. I'm going to buy this. It's going to sit. I won't even get out to the beach to use it before the season is done. Okay, so the winner is charcoal. The winner is charcoal. We've seen this ride locally. I'm sure you have too. Everybody having a great time. Swinging around, puking at the Atmosphere in Oaks Park, Portland, Oregon. And then it goes up and it swings around and everyone's like, oh, that's so cool. They're making it, they're pretending like it's stuck. And actually it is stuck. Oh, my God. And you're stuck upside down. Well, if you're a thrill seeker, this is part of the thrill. This is part of the ride. You just never know when something is going to malfunction. But there is a point in time where it's like there's so much blood rushing to your head, you're thinking, okay, this has been fun. This has been fun, but it's time to calm down. And I got to pee. It'd be at that moment. Oh, this is the person who posted it on TikTok. That's me. Hanging there, hair just swaying. That'd be the moment. It's like, okay, now this is fun, but I got to use the bathroom. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, there would be this one little stream coming from the one part of the circle. Stream running down. Hey, whoa, a second. I think we've got a hydraulic leak at the top of the ride. That's probably the cause of it. Oh, wait a second. No, there's a fat guy. He's peeing his pants. He's peeing his pants. Forget it. It's not a hydraulic leak.
They were roughly stuck upside down for 30 minutes. Pre-existing conditions had to be taken to the hospital. Everyone else was checked out by paramedics and were cleared. Park had to be evacuated, and as we were in line trying to leave, we heard screams, and that was when we noticed that the ride had came back on, and they had to go side to side before they could even get back off. I can't even imagine how terrifying that would have been. They did say that anyone that was there today will be able to get refunds or schedule for another day. My wife and I and some friends were there for my birthday. That was a crazy thing to see, and I can only imagine how scary and traumatizing that would have been for the people that were actually stuck up there.
Adonis says, I would have started crying. Arthur says, I don't understand why some of these amusement parks don't have a what-if plan in case if something goes wrong. Yeah, I like to stand back and let the thrill seekers ride the rides. I don't like to cry, poop, or pee in public. And I would assume that some of these rides definitely would bring on those effects. And I just like to kind of say, stand back. And just have a good laugh and let everybody else get stuck. Leon's is closed today. This is pretty wild that Leon's would be closed. But yesterday and today, they are closed to prepare for the giant liquidation. Rick Crest.
Liquidation event is about to start. As you can see, we are closed all day, Tuesday and Wednesday. We're literally locked inside, repricing every tag in the store. So the big hallmark of our giant liquidation event is everything is on sale. Everything has been slashed. This is about our 25th year of doing it, and people of Westman have come to know it. They wait for it. The greatest time of the season to make purchases, whether you're looking for furniture, mattresses, appliances, electronics, home decor items. Every bit of it is slashed. We've got to make room for the fall furnishing arrivals. So we're slashing our inventory. So fun to be had. Opens 9 a.m. Thursday. We'd love to see you.
Leon's in Brandon, Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa at Clear Lake. Great place to take the family. Great place to go for a soak if you want to take in the Clarso Nordic Spa. Sunday specials, of course, are in effect. As we wind down the summer, maybe you got your back-to-school shopping all done and you need a spa day. Experience relaxation like never before with the August Nordic Spa pricing. Daily passes are $69 a day until the end of the month. Twilight rates $59 Tuesdays and Wednesdays after 5. Easy to remember, $69 until the end of August. So call this the I Finished My Back-to-School Shopping Special at Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. $69 for a day pass to that beautiful Clarso Spa you've been wanting to go to until the end of August. Skydancer Casino's got some fighting coming up. MMA hits the Skydancer Casino, and a lot of people are excited about this. MMA, it's called Define the Fight. Tickets are on sale. This show will sell out. It's Define the Fight, August the 31st. Seats are $50. Tables are $700, which seats 7. And each person gets 2 beers on the house when you go to check out Define the Fight. This is super popular, and they bring in some really big names for the MMA fighting that they've got at Skydancer Casino. They call it the Skydancer Beatdown. Coming up August 31st, visit SkyDancerCasino.com for more details on that. And a quick reminder, if you are looking at going to the water park with your family, September 8th to 15th is an annual maintenance shutdown. So I hate to say you want to avoid those dates, but if you're going to go to the casino, you won't be able to use the water park September 8th to September the 15th, okay? Because they're doing their regularly scheduled maintenance. And you've always got time for Tim's best deal on breakfast. He's at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. That $3 breakfast sandwich is still the greatest deal to be had. You can get a $3 breakfast sandwich when you buy a hot or cold beverage at Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba in Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Sausage, bacon, or egg and cheese breakfast sandwiches only. This is for a limited time. But again, to reward yourself for some awesome work with that back-to-school shopping, slide by Tim Hortons drive-thru and get the best deal on breakfast. $3 with a hot or cold beverage. You've always got time for Tim Hortons. Cheap Fly Day, Cheap Friday. August the 23rd is Buttered Corn Day. Boy, seen a lot of corn for sale right now, hey? Good deals on corn. Good deal. Co-op had corn for 55 cents a cob. Oh, speaking of co-op, $3.99 a pound for hamburger. Today's the last day. Get into co-op. Co-op, hamburger alert. Ground beef, $3.99. That's a damn good deal. And then 55 cents a cob for corn. Speaking of corn. Hug Your Sweetheart Day, National Cuban Sandwich Day, Ride the Wind Day, and August 23rd is Cheap Flight Day. Started in 2015, it's historically known as the day airlines drop their prices based on the fact that the kids have returned to school, the autumn travel season is here, there's lower demand, and lower demand equals lower prices, right? Well, not always. It's not as if prices suddenly fall like a stone. You might start to see some flights drop a little, $10 here, $20 there, but if you're expecting that flight to Japan to be, you know, on a deep discount, you might be disappointed. So then when is the best time to buy flights? The reality is the best time to book a flight depends on a number of factors like where you're flying to, the dates, and if you're flying with stops or without. The founder of Cheap Flight suggests that the best time to book flights around what he calls the Goldilocks window. Okay, now you're talking. 1 to 3 months ahead of domestic flights. And 2 to 8 months in advance if you're going on an international flight. So saying I want to go somewhere tomorrow, not a good idea. You're probably going to get hosed. But this is the guy that founded cheapflights.com. He says the Goldilocks window, I repeat, is 1 to 3 months ahead for domestic and 2 to 8 months in advance for international. If you're going through Christmas or midsummer, add a few months extra, 3 to 7 for domestic and 4 to 10 for international to get the best price. And then they go on to list some websites that I'll put on my website through this article at TylerGlennShow.com. Yeah, so if you've been thinking of booking a flight, you may want to just like peruse your favorite online booking site, whether it be online direct to the airline or your favorite discount website. You might want to do that on Friday because Cheap Flight Day, they should, you know, the airline should make a big deal of it like Amazon does for like their Amazon Prime Day. People like book all their winter vacations and Christmas stuff and do it all on one day. Could be a big sales day for them. But we'll see what happens on Friday. I know I'm going to check some things out just to kind of see what the prices are going to look like. Speaking of drinks, people are making adrenal mocktails. Have you heard of these? This is a TikTok trend that's making the rounds. Adrenal mocktail. It sounds pretty intense.
A lot of different ways to do this. My go-to adrenal cocktail recipe is 4 ounces of orange juice. So we'll just throw that in there. I'm just going to eyeball it for right now, but you can use a food scale. Orange juice was my vitamin C source. Now I'm going to add potassium with this coconut water. And then we're going to add a whopping pinch of a sea salt. You're sitting on the sea salt, so I'm going to do that afterwards. I usually like to have this around the time of the day where I typically feel that energy dip. Do 1 or 2 of these a day, and this should help with your energy, your moods, your digestion, your sleep. I even have clients that replace their morning coffee with an adrenal cocktail.
Lindy says, good spike to your blood sugar. No kidding. That'll get you up and running. And then the salt is, you know, that's what's in Gatorade. If you ever flip over a bottle of Gatorade, sodium is a big part of that. 2,000 people were surveyed. The average person endures 4 bad days per month. totaling a staggering 48 days or a month and a half of bad days each year. Perhaps the most striking revelation is that for 26% of respondents, when something goes awry in the morning, it seems like the day is screwed. Mornings also appear to be the critical battleground. The top five morning mishaps, number one, waking up feeling gross. Which one happens to you the most out of these five? Waking up feeling gross. Number two, sleeping poorly throughout the night. Number three, waking up with a headache, followed by losing your keys and forgetting your phone at home. However, 71% of respondents, almost three quarters, say that a bad sleep makes for a bad day. That could be used in a mattress ad. So after losing your keys and your phone, running out of toilet paper comes in at number six, followed by forgetting your wallet or purse, sleeping through the alarm, oversleeping. At number 10, having forgotten to plug in my phone the night before. How many times has that happened? I've got 10% on my phone. And it seems to me it's always a stupid charger. It's not working properly. Typing struggles for Mama J. I got battery issues on the phone. It's not having forgotten to plug in the phone the night before. At number 11, stubbing your toe, followed by waking up on the wrong side of the bed, forgetting to set the alarm. Hate when that happens. Number 17 should be higher. Waking up and finding the Wi-Fi is down is at number 14. There's my technical one. 17 is running out of coffee. Thankfully, that hasn't happened. I should knock on wood. My credit card has declined. My partner is in a bad mood. Running out of coffee, spilling coffee, waking up to dog crap, poop, throw up, whatever, and then running into traffic at number 20. The top 20 causes of bad days. One or two, no problem. Three, four, five, six, seven. Heaven forbid you get like a whole bunch. Anyway, I think the takeaway here is know that we have much more in common that separates us. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, these everybody has had a bad day, or at least a bad start to the day because of that stuff. At least one or two of those things. Somebody had to remind me that weekend after next is September long weekend, and that is like the quintessential last weekend of summer. So the time is running out. We have got to get out there and get this back-to-school stuff knocked down. And again, Tools for Schools Barbecue on Friday. Can't wait to see you for lunch on Friday. We're going to have hot dogs, okay, over at Murray's. You and me, a couple other people. Thank you so much for even being a small part of the show today. If you were here for the entire 2 hours, I do want to say thank you so much. Thanks again to our sponsors, and that music means it's time to say farewell. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining the ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. And goodbye for now, but it's not the end, because we'll see you soon, like the sun, once again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time for more food, fun, places, and mayhem. You guys have a great day. We'll see you on a Thursday, okay? Take care. Have a great one.